So the topic, the chavura is the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Is it a chovas agavra or chovas abayis? Just by way of introduction, it's obvious, just sometimes we forget that these concepts of, you know, chefs agavra weren't made up by the chronim, but they're already enforced in the Gemara. So, for example, learning Shavuos is here, so the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis tells us that there's a fundamental difference between a shvua and a neder. A shvua, says the Gemara, is a person is doing oser nafshei min hachefza. You're creating an iser gavra, right? A person says that they are taking a shvua, they're not going to walk into a building. They're not going to eat meat. Whereas a neder, says the Gemara in Darim, it's mitzer chefza alei. The meat becomes oser to that person. A neder is iser chefza, whereas a shvua is iser gavra. Similarly, the Gemara Menachos Mem Aleph discusses the chakira as to whether or not the chiyuv of tzitzit is a chiyuv of hagavra, or is it a chiyuv hatalis? So nafkamina, the Gemara discusses explicitly as what the Gemara calls a klikupsa. If a person has a baguette in their drawer, and the question is, you're not planning on wearing it, are you obligated to put tzitzis on that baguette? If dalet kampus sitting on your table. So if you hold it's a chovas hatalis, so then you have an obligation that every dalet kampus you own should have tzitzis. Whereas if it's a chovas hagavra, until you wear that baguette, there's no obligation to put tzitzis on it. Similarly, in terms of the question of bais versus gavra, so to the best of my knowledge, that's not actually discussed explicitly in the Gemara, but that question is raised in a number of mitzvahs. For example, the mitzvah mezuzah. Is the mezuzah a chovas hagavra, or is it a chovas habais? Now, obviously, when we speak about a chovas habais, we don't mean that the bais is obligated to put a mezuzah. Just like there's no mitzvah for the talis to have tzitzis. It's your chiyuv to ensure that your talis has tzitzis. It's your chiyuv to ensure that your bais has a mezuzah. So is it a chovas hagavra? Is it a chovas habais? Now, obviously, there's a very big nafkamina in terms of how we understand the nature of this halacha. Do we say that a person who doesn't live in a house is totally mukka from the mitzvah? He's just not chayiv in it. The whole chiyuv only exists when you live in a house. If you live, you know, on a street corner, so you have no chiyuv at all. Or do we say, no, everybody's chayiv mezuzah. It's just that you don't have a hechitimsa, you're honest, you don't have a house, you can't put on mezuzah. If you're chayiv mezuzah, every person is chayiv in mezuzah. And like I say, it's not explicit in the Gemara, you know, in terms of this clear-cut formulation, but it seems to be what's going on in a number of sugyas. For example, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Daled raises the question as to whether or not the socher or the masker is chayiv mezuzah. The person owns the house, he rents it out. So is the bala bais chayiv mezuzah, or is the person who actually lives in the house, the socher, chayiv mezuzah? So one way of understanding the machlokes is that if you hold it's the masker, the bala bais, then it's the chovas habais. He owns the house, he's chayiv to make sure that his house has a mezuzah. Whereas if you hold it's a mitzvah, it's a chovas hadar, it's a chiyuv on the masker, on the socher, excuse me, so you might say it's more of a chiyuv hagavra, possibly. The Rishonim, though, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, the Rishonim discussed this with Feirish, the Rambam is a famous tshuva, it's in Perador Simen Ches, where he writes explicitly the mezuzah is a chovas habais. Nobody's really sure what he means by that, because he's trying to explain why, according to his shita, there's no need for ibud lishma by mezuzah. We know that when you take a sefer Torah, you can't just write on any leather. You have to be ma'abid. You have to prepare, tan the leather, prepare it lishma. And the pashas that applies both to tefillin and mezuzahs and sefer Torah. The Rambam has a unique shita. He holds there's no din ibud by mezuzah. And to justify his shita, he writes that, well, of course there's no need for ibud by mezuzah, because mezuzah is a chovas habayis. So the formulation is very nice. You know, what he means by that is something that nobody really can figure out. But the Rishonim discussed this issue when it comes to mezuzah explicitly. Similarly, the question can be raised in Ner Chanukah, is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah a chovas hagavra, or is it a chovas habayis? Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, so again, just to clarify what that means, is if we say it's a chovas hagavra, we say that there's really a mitzvah in every Jew to light Chanukah candles. Now, the place that you have to light is Pesach, you know, Bezo, Pesach Hatzera, etc. Or do we say, no, until you live in a house, there's no chiyuv at all to light Chanukah candles. Chanukah candles is a mitzvah to ensure that your home is mefaris in the nes of Chanukah. But until you live in a home, there's no chiyuv at all. It's not that there's a chiyuv in your anus, but there's no chiyuv whatsoever. Now the Gemara in Shabbos on the Chaf Aleph tells us that the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beso. Pnei Yeshua there picks up on this lashon, Ner Ishu Beso. He's bothered by by a technical question. He says he doesn't understand. Usually by mitzvahs we say mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. We know the Gemara says in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin, mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. So do the mitzvah on your own. If that's the case, asks the Pnei Yeshua, why is it that we say you're supposed to mechayim the mitzvah in Erishu Beisel? Why do we say he's assuming that it's within shlichus, that one person lights on behalf of the entire home? It's within shlichus. He says chorush say mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. So I read his lashon. He says. He says to Pnei Yeshua, it's as if this mitzvah is a chovas habayis, and therefore there's no problem of mitzvah yosem mishlucha. So that's a nice formulation. Ki'ilu, he's not convinced of it. He says, Ki'ilu, it's a chovas habayis. Obviously, it's not difficult to answer the Pnei Yeshua's question why we don't have a concept of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. It's possible that this whole concept of Ne'er Yishu Beiso is a communal kiyum mishutaf between all the anshei habayis. So by Tzvila, by Birkas HaMazon, we often say there is no concept of mitzvah bo yosem mishlucha. We say it's one kiyum mishutaf between all the anshei habayis. It's Rav Mahadras Melech, etc. So it's possible to vidocha his kasha, but his formulation is that it's a mitzvah habayis, and it's possible to understand that it's really not a mitzvah habayis, rather it's a mitzvah zagavra. The Sfas Emes there in Shabbos Chafalov on Beis also raises this chakir explicitly. I'll read it to Lashon. He says v'yishla ayin im mitzvah ner echad habayis k'mo mezuzah. He explicitly makes the connection to mezuzah. K'mo ner Shabbos t'chol shehidlik l'shem Shabbos af shehidlik mishi yeh dai. The mitzvah called Adam, El the Baal Bais Motzi called Bnei Bais. Is it that the Baal Bais is Motzi because it's your mitzvah and the Baal Bais is Motzi? Or you say, no, there's no such mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, it's a Chovas Bais, and that's it. I saw that the Rav was like in the Rambam that it's really a Chovas Bais. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Dalet Aleph, says, mitzvah so she yakol Bais u Bais madlik nerecha. The mitzvah is that every Bais should be madlik. Dalet Aleph in Hilchos Chanukah. So the Rav says, you see it from the Rambam, it's a Chovas Habayis. Derech Agav, after I prepared this Chavura, I looked at the Sefer Hari Kedem from Shurkin, who has a lot of Torah from the Rav there, and I noticed a lot of things I said were there, and I'm really not sure if I, when the Sefer came out years ago, I read a lot of it, so it could be I read it and then I thought it was my own Kedushim, really it was the Rav's Kedushim, so it's hard to know. But either way, the Rav discusses, and when it says seven Afkaminas, the Rav has three of those seven Afkaminas discussed exclusively in the Sefer there. In any case, just to clarify, the Chakira here is whether or not the Chiyuv in Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah sagavra, that everybody has an obligation to light Chanukah candles, and just the place they light it is in their home. Or is the whole Chiyuv only a Chovas HaBayis, and the Chiyuv is that your Bayis should mefarsim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If you don't have a house, you're not just that you're anus, but you're totally mufka from the kiyum of the mitzvah. Yeah. The mitzvah says, the Rambam says, the mitzvah is, she yakol bayis u bayis madlik nerecha. Instead of saying every person should be madlik, every bayis should be madlik. Maybe it's a chobas bayis. But just to clarify again, the question of Ner Chanukah and mezuzah is not exactly parallel. The question by mezuzah is more subtle. You know, is it a chobas agavah or is it a chobas bayis? By Chanukah, we have the ability to totally disassociate the mitzvah from the bayis at all, right? For example, the first nafkamina, let's say a person's homeless. Is there a mitzvah to light Chanukah candles? Everybody agrees that if a person's homeless, there's no mitzvah to put a mezuzah because you have nowhere to put the mezuzah, right? Meaning, the question, so the question is more subtle in that it's a question of formulation. Do we say that the mitzvah of mezuzah is that everybody's a chiyuv to have a mezuzah, it's just if you don't have a bayis, you're pater, your anus, or that, you know, there's no chiyuv at all? By Chanukah, you can take it one step further and say that the mitzvah is totally disconnected from the bayis. You can say it's a total chovas gavra and really not connected to the bayis at all. It's just that if you have a bayis, you put it on your bayis. But it's possible to disassociate the mitzvah of Chanukah from the bayis totally, something that you really can't do when it comes to mezuzah. So it's a similar chakira, it's a parallel chakira, but it's a little bit more, you could formulate it in a more extreme way. Yeah.
And you did that, where the guy is homeless, where he put his minister walking around.
Oh, so that's Archa Shulman. That's the person I have to meet. What's the din of somebody's homeless? Is there a mitzvah for him to light, you know, where he is, where he's going to sleep on the ground, you know, something like that? If a person sleeps on the ground, he's certainly punished from the mezuzah. The question is a person sleeping on the ground, is he possibly chayiv in Ner Chanukah. So Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Vav Min Aleph explicitly rejects this. He claims that he makes the comparison to the mezuzah, and he's actually talking about the mitzvah of Birkas HaRoeh. He wants to know why were the misakein a bracha for a roeh near Chanukah. It's a strange type of thing. Tosfos from Vav Min Aleph Jeraskel HaRoeh, and he writes, well, some people don't have homes, and we want them to have a chelek in this mitzvah, right? So then he's read the lashon. That's one answer. So he assumes in the second answer that a person who doesn't have a home is totally putter from Chanukah. And he says that's why they were misakin Birchas HaRoeh. And then he has a problem. How can they wear misakin Birchas HaRoeh and mezuzah? So maybe people are homeless should have a Birchas HaRoeh and mezuzah because they can't kind of mitzvah. So this assumes that Pashut, there's no chi if somebody's homeless. The Rosh Hashanah, though, in Simon Taf Reish Ein Zayin, Sukkot and Hay, writes explicitly, yeah, you have a question?
Isn't Tosfos assuming
the
opposite?
He's
saying, it's totally mukka, why
do
you need to make a
brother through this Torah? No, some people are mukka, but so Chazal felt it wasn't right. The people, Jews, weren't, they didn't have any shaykhahs to the mitzvah, so they were misakin, a brach, at least you have some kasher to the mitzvah. He writes, let me read the lesson again. Yesh kavani adam she'ein lehem batim ve'ein bayadam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. They can't l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Meaning, so I think he's assuming that you're totally mufka from the kiyam, and therefore there's other takana. I hear what you're saying. You're trying to say maybe they're chayiv and they're just ein bayadam l'kayim. You could probably think it another way, but I think the pashas is that they're totally patur. The Rosh Hashanah, though, claims you're chayiv. Tav reish ayin zayin tzav katan hey. I read his lashon. He says v'chol she'ken mi she'ein lo bayis she'mechuyev medina lahadik sham im lo yavo ba'os alayla le'ezel makam. So he actually begins his discussion with somebody who's on a train. Saying somebody's on a train is chayiv is not so difficult to say. You're so chayiv l'makom. What's the difference? You rent a hotel room, you rent a spot on a train, so maybe you're chayiv flight on the train. But then he continues, and he seems to be saying that you're chayiv wherever you are, if you're homeless. And this is the way the Piskei Tshuvos understood him in Tif Simon Taf Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Gimel. I'll read his lashon. He says ve'en l'day klal she'amur b'simon zeh she'yitzarech dafka bayis l'tzorech chazakas ne'er chanukah ki emes she'ein tzorech bayis klal. So if you're homeless, you're chayiv in Chanukah. That's what the Pesach Teshuvos assumes, based on the Zorach HaShulchan. And then if you look there in Osei, he says, a person who's getting married, and he's leaving his parents' home, and he's getting married at Chanukah, so he says he can light in the hall, because he rented the hall, and you don't need a house, it's not a problem, and all the people in the family can light in the hall. It seems to be a very bechiddush. He's obviously assuming, I mean, it's not a bechiddush, he's assuming that it's a chovas agavra, essentially. And really, if you don't have a home, you can light just about anywhere. Obviously, Tosfos is assuming that it's a chovas, understood Tosfos, he's assuming it's a chovas abayis, and therefore, if you don't have a bayis, there's really nothing to talk about. I saw in Rav Shurkin Sefer in the Hari Kedem in Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, he points out that even though the Rav is Madaik in the Rambam that it's a Chovas Abayis, he says there's another Rambam that we should discuss, and that is in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam there seems to write explicitly that it's a Chovas Agavra. The Rambam there in Perikid Aleph Hilchos Brachos makes a distinction between two different categories of brachos of mitzvahs. Excuse me, there are mitzvahs that are Rishos and mitzvahs that are Chova. What mitzvahs are Chova? Says the Rambam. So a person has to, wear tefillin. It's a mitzvah schova. Perek Yud Aleph, halacha beis and gimel. Yesh mitzvah she'asei she'hem chayiv lishtadel v'lidof ad she'yaseh osam. Kikon tefillin, sukkah v'lulu, v'shofar, etc. Ve'elu nikraim chova. Then says the Rambam, v'yesh mitzvah she'ena chova el adomin l'rishus, kikon mezuzah u'ma'ake, she'en adam chayiv lishkon v'bayis, Hachayev mezuzah, kdei sheyaseh mezuzah. Person wants to be homeless, they have the right to be homeless. There's no chiyuv to live in a house so you can fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. If you don't live in a house, that's fine, it's your decision. And then in Halacha Gimel, he says, the same holds true for Mrs. Rabbanon. He has the same split. V'chein, says the Rambam, call mitzvah shehein mitiv yisofrim, then mitzvah shehein chova mitivrem, kon mikro megillah v'adlakas ner Shabbos, v'adlakas ner Chanukah. Those are the chova. You have to light Chanukah candles, you have to light Shabbos candles. Bein mitzvah she'en in chova kigon eruv v'tilas daim. A person doesn't want to eat bread, they don't have to wash. Right? So if you don't want to carry, you don't have to make an eruv. So the Ram writes explicitly that in mitzvah Rabbanan, the Chanukah fits in the mitzvah she'en chova, not in the mitzvah she'en rishus. So whereas mezuzah in the previous halacha was one of the mitzvahs rishus, if you don't live in a house, you don't have to have a mezuzah. The Ram seems to imply that you have to have Chanukah candles, namely you have to live in a home to ensure that you have Chanukah candles, or if you don't have to, or that there's just stam tzachovas agavra. So either way, it sounds like the chova mamish. That's what the Rav Shurkin points out in his sefer over there. Either way, what emerges is this person of Kamina for Hakira as to whether or not Mitzvah Nechanaka is a Chovas HaGavra, Chovas HaBayis, is how amenable you are to this possibility of lighting just on the street if you're homeless. If you assume that it's a Chovas HaBayis, there's nothing to talk about. Whereas if you assume it's a Chovas HaGavra, then there's what to talk about. Maybe you can really light wherever you are. Maybe it's a Chovas HaGavra that could be totally disassociated from the Bayis if you don't have a Bayis. Second afkamina is the question of achsanoi. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Chafkimu Mun Aleph that an achsanoi, a visitor, is chayiv in Ner Chanuk. The Ran in the Chidushim there, the Yudah Mun Aleph in the Rif, the Maskal and Rav Sheshes, writes the following. Achsanoi, he says, is an oreach. And he says, Afal pish ein lo bayis, he's nonetheless chayiv. To lo teima din Ner Chanuk hakitin mezuzah, to chom ish ein lo bayis potter min ha mezuzah, don't tell me that Ner Chanuk is like a mezuzah. Rather, no, somebody in Ner Chanuk is different than your chayiv nonetheless. So the pashas of what the Ran is saying is that don't tell me Nechanuk is a chovas habayis, it's like mezuzah. Rather, it's a chovas gavra, and therefore achsanai is chayev in Nechanuk. Now, I don't think that the Ran is necessarily saying as far as Orach HaShulchan, or the way he was understood by the Akronim, namely that it's totally disassociated from the bayis. Namely, the Orach HaShulchan was saying that if you don't have a house at all, you're chayev. The Ran might be saying that you have to have a house. This person who's achsanai, he has a house that he usually lives in, and he's living in a house this evening, you know, the house of the host. So Mela, he's chayiv. We don't have a raya from this Ran that he would hold necessarily like the Orach HaShulchan, if you don't have a house at all, you're chayiv, but it's certainly in that direction, namely that it's a chovas hagav. Yeah?
According to
right, so it's not clear if you have achsanai, if you eat one meal, one place, you're achsanai. It could be you have to have a makom kfius to be achsanai, to be considered achsanai. Either way, Tosfos is assuming that there will be people who won't be invited out and they won't have any kesher to the mitzvah. And therefore, they were misogyny, so every person in Am Yisrael will have a kesher to the mitzvah of Chanukah. That's why Tosfos is trying to explain. Why were they misogyny Mechas HaRoah? So it could be right. I'm not sure if you're right. But even if you are right, still Tosfos could be telling us that they were misogyny Mechas HaRoah for people who have no kesher to the mitzvah at all. Obviously, if we assume that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a chovas habayis, we have to explain this halacha. So I heard in the name of Willig that he said in the name of the Rav that achsanai works because the person, the visitor, is kona part of the bayis. The Rav asked the kasha. He said, usually we hold mos and konos, midr rabbanon. You can't be kona with money. So achsanai gives a pruta to the baal bayis. Lachori is being kona part of the shemen, but mos and konos, right? There's a gezera shemesiv yisur v'chidech baalia. So said the Rav apparently that the achsanai is being kona part of the bayis. The achsanai is, right, mos can be kona karka. The achsanai buys part of the house and he becomes one of the bnei bayis. So if you learn like that, that's obviously assuming that we're talking about a chovas habayis. And therefore the achsanai gives a pruta to become part of the bayis. That's the other way to take this whole din of achsanai. Now, for me, number three. What is the din if a katan Shehigil Chinuch is Malik in your home? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chafkimu Mun Aleph that because we hold Hadlak Osa Mitzvah, so Achere, Shota, Vakatan, they can't light the Ner Chanukah. This is talking about a reality where one person lit the Chanukah candle for the entire family. So a Katan can't light it. What about a Katan Shehigil Chinuch? So the Itter in Hilchos Chanukah, it's page 230 in the standard editions, writes that a Katan Shehigil Chinuch can be Moti Gedolim. The Meiri in Shabbos Chafkimu Mun Aleph, to Maskel Afal Pi, rejects this. He says, "Hey, talking, how can a katan bimotzi a gadol?" In Shulchan Aruch, Tzim and Taf Reish Ayin Hey, Sif Gimel, there are 2 days abroad. So obviously, this issue might be totally in how you look at a chiv a katan, a katan's chiv a chinuch. So a gadol's chiv a drabanan, is a chiv a chinuch and a chiv a drabanan the same chiv or a different chiv? It's a big chiv to show in general. Can a katan bimotzi a gadol in Megillah? You know, or do we say no? So the gadol has a higher level. His drabanan is a full fledged drabanan. The katan is a lower level drabanan. It's only a chinuch drabanan. So that could be what's going on. But the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva in the Tosfos Chadashim printed in the back in Semenu Gimel writes the following. He's trying to justify the iter, and he says we can justify the iter and say that a katan shegil lechinuch can light. Why? Says the Chacham Tzvi, came in the lav akar kafta the gav remutal chiyuv hadlaka. Ela echad mikol b'nei bayis madlik b'pesach echad. Say v'shuv ein shum chiyuv al shum echad mikol b'nei bayis. Afal bishul ha-shamanu shama brachu v'la roa hadlaka v'adiv m'nei amur b'zerek kevan din nesivna amina sulo tzrichina d'ha kamadliki b'goy beitzai. My wife's gonna lie for me. Adlaki sagi b'katan shigil ha-chinuch. So says the Chacham Tzvi, lava kar kafta de gavra mutal chiyuv hadlaka. The chiyuv hadlaka zeres is not a chovas agavra. This is not a chiyuv chovas agavra, claims the Chacham Tzvi. The middle, we can justify the sheet of the itur. Another Rishonim that a katan shigil ha-chinuch is able to madlik for others. Yeah. So if it comes to not Megillah Chinuch, you might say that he's Mechus or Maizah. He's not even... there's a big question, how you look at a Maizah of a Katan. The Mishnah in Machshirin says the Katan, Ein bo das v'yesh lo Maizah. In terms of being Machshir, things. So the question of what exactly that means, he certainly doesn't have das. You know, what level is his Maizah? It could be before Megillah Chinuch, his Maizah isn't even a Maizah. It's a good question, but... presumably, he has to have at least a Shem Hadlaka. It could be there's no Shem Hadlaka if he's lo Megillah Chinuch. Next, after me, number four. Kavanas falabayis lahotzi dea b'nei bayis. Does the person who's madlik, this one there, have to be motzi the other people or not? Does he have to have kavana? So again, this question is falling on chakir. If we assume it's a chovas kavra, so everybody has a chovas kavra to light. So I'm being motzi you. I have to have kavana lahotzi. I have to have kavana to be yotze. Whereas if I say the whole thing is a chovas abayis, so I live in a bayis. I don't, it's just like mezuzah. You don't need kavana to be motzi everybody in the midst of mezuzah. You have a mezuzah, that's it. So Samus in Shabbos, Chof Gimel and Aleph, Raskel Ayn Maran writes explicitly. He says that you don't need other people you don't need Kavana to Emotzi, the Bnei Abayis, and he explicitly compares this to Mezuzah, assuming that it's a Chovas Habayis, and therefore no Kavana to Emotzi Bnei Abayis is needed. Nafkami number five. What about a Chashur? Excuse me, a Chashar. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos of Chof Gimel and Aleph that if you have two Psachim to your home, you have to light a nair on both sides because the passerbys are going to be choshed that you're not doing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Fascinating halacha. So the Ran writes in the Chidushim, in the Rift of Yudam and Aleph, that when you light your second candle on the other side of your house, you don't say a bracha because it's only Meshuch Shad. It's not really the mitzvah, it's Meshuch Shad. But the discussion that the Rishonim have, let's say you all have two homes, right? You have a country home and a city home. Do you have to light in both homes? And if you do, do you have to light with a bracha? So l'chari, you certainly have to light in both homes, because if you have two entrances to one home, you have to light, mishuk shad, you certainly have to light in two, in your second home as well. The question is, do you have to light with bracha? Orchas Chaim, in Hilchos Chanukah, Simon Yud Gimel, writes that if you have two homes, the second one you light without a bracha. It says, Omnam ein tzarich ela bracha achas, even though it's a second home. The kaimulan chovas gavrohu. I'm reading Shteya Mitzvah Achas, Shein Achiyuv Elev Nechshad. Says Orchas Chaim, right, one of the Rishonim, Varen Cohen from Luniel, he writes that if you have two homes, you don't say Bracha on the second home. Why? Because it's a Chovas Gavra, and you're ready to Yosei with the first home. But obviously, if you assume that it's a Chovas Habayis, then Lachari should say a Bracha on the second Hadlaka, and I saw after that in Harei Kedem, in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, he quotes that the Magen Avraham was back like this in the Ramah, that there's a chiyuv to say a bracha on the second home. So the Rav claims that we didn't chovas habayis, so there's a chiyuv to say a bracha on the second home, because just because you're yotzei with one home, your chiyuv is that every home you have should be madlik, should be a farsa in the days of Chanukah. Yeah.
I guess in the opposite case, so how are you allowed to make brachas in one house?
Very good. We're going to get that in a second in terms of the mitzvah of Mahadrin, Mahadrin. We'll get that in a second. But it's a good question. Nafkami number six. What about the did of Kavsa Zakukla or Kavsa in Zakukla? What does that mean? The Gemara says in Shabbos Kafalavonabeis that if you have a nair and you lit it, and it was right to be lit for a half an hour, there's enough shaman there. But it went out. One of the topic was whether or not you have to rekindle that flame. And the Rashbar in the Truvos, in Chelek Aleph Simin Tov Kup Lamites, he connects this to the other question in the Gemara as to whether Hadlaka was in a mitzvah or Hanacha was in a mitzvah. The Rashbar claims that if Hadlaka was in a mitzvah, so then Kavsa Ein Zakukla, Hadlaka, you did it, it's over. But if Hanacha was in a mitzvah, you have to have a Hadlaka Mushachet, you have to ensure that the Hadlaka, it continues. He claims that's what Hanacha was in a mitzvah means. And therefore, kavsa zakukla, you would have to ensure that the ner was lit for the entire duration of tichlei regulin rishon. So the question is, what is the yisod of this machlokas? So there are many different understandings that could be suggested, but the Beis Ephraim in his Shas and Shuvas, Chelek Orachaim, Simon Samach Gimel, writes the following. It says, the ikar chiyuva akakafta de gavra. Says the reason kavsa in zakukla is because, says Beis Ephraim, ikar chiyuva akakafta de gavra rami, rak lahadlik, vizeu pirsumanes, vimashe madlik, v'shuv lo huta lav chova shiye dolek v'holek meshach hazman shiur. V'achim lo im kavsa lo ichbas le, v'hachi, shekvar yesh pirsumanes v'mashe hidlik, v'sila v'ner shiyesh bo shemen kishiur. So says the Beis Ephraim that the reason we hold kavsa in zakukla is because it's a chovas gavra to imadlik. Right, so his lashon saying it's a chovas gavra to imadlik, I think is telling, and I don't think it's muhrach, but I think you can link this back to Arch HaKira. Namely, if you assume that it's a chovas gavra, see, the Beis Ephraim is claiming it's a chovas gavra to imadlik, right? And therefore, once you're imadlik, it's fine. Whereas if you say it's a chovas bayis, what is the chovas bayis? So you could have said the chovas bayis is to imadlik, but. But it's also very bestabber to say that the chovas bayis is the bayis should be mefarsim the nes, and therefore if it's a chovas bayis, you would say kavsa zakukla, you'd have to rekindle it. You'd say hanacha osa mitzvah based on what the Rashba's connection. So again, this is certainly not the most posh understanding of this question, but it's possible that the question of kavsa zakukla, kavsa in zakukla is totally narachakir. Namely, if you hold it's a chovas gavra, you'd say kavsa in zakukla, it's just a maisa mitzvah. Whereas if you hold it's a chovas bayis, so then you'd say kavsa zakukla. You have an obligation to ensure that your bias is in the of the for the entire duration of tichlei regulin rishon. But I agree, it's certainly not the only way to learn this halach. Another nafkmina number 7, which is much more mukhrach. And the Rav has this in the Harikana myself afterwards. The Rav has this as well. The question is raised: single guys, you know, sharing an apartment. If they want to be yotzei mikra din, neri shubeto, do they have the right to light one candle for the entire apartment? So we're assuming they're basically independent. They don't share their food. They don't share, meaning they're basically financially independent, and they just happen to share. They're dorming or they're living in the same apartment. So the Magid Mishnah Hilchos Chanukah Perek Dalet writes the following: Shnei Bnei Adam Hanichnasim BePesach Echad Heim Chalukim Misasan. Everybody has to light their own Chanukah candles. But the Lavush in Simon Toprech Ein Zayin Sifkatan Gimel, and the Rav quotes the shame Rishonim already, argues, and I think it's Shabir Lekin, if I'm mistaken, and others. The Lavush argues, they claim that two roommates can share one candle even if they're not really members of one family. So again, the more I understand this din is a chovas habayi, so you say that not, they live in one house, so if they live in one house, they can have one Chanukah candle. Whereas if I assume that this is really a chovas agavra, so I'll say it's a chovas agavra, okay, it's a chovas agavra, but people in one family can somehow join together and be also their chovas agavra together. But if you're totally disconnected from your roommate, you just happen to be sharing a flat together, so then maybe you're not necessarily going to be connected enough to be yotzei b'din ner ish u'beisa. That might be the yisod of this machlokes. Questions? Comments? Okay. So till now we explored this chakir when ner Chanukah is a mitzvah sagavra or a mitzvah sabayis. Yeah.
Would the Magid Mishnah meant that they mishtatei pruta?
The question is how far you look at ishtatfus v'pruta. Achsanai can be ishtatfus v'pruta, right? So, do you say that that's a special tachan of achsanai, and it wouldn't apply to somebody who's living in their own home? You might. So you could make an argument that would say that no, they have a separate chovas gavra and they have to light independently. Or you could say, like you're saying, that it's lo garam achsanai. You can see it both ways. We'll get back to achsanai in just a second. So again, until now we explored the Chakira, Chovas Bayis, Chovas Kavra, and we raised 7 nafkaminas to this question, namely, what happens if a person's homeless? What is the din by Achsanai? Can a katan shegiel lechinuch be madlik? Do you need kavana to motzi the other bnei bayis? What's the din of a chshad if you have a separate house? Can you say a brach on that chshad? Or is it really bedin chshad? Or is it really mikra din to light in your second house? What's the name of Zakukla? Kavsa Ein Zakukla? Is that connected? And the last Nachmina, if you have roommates living, sharing an apartment. Now I want to explore another two questions. First is whether or not it's possible that there are really two tracks in this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. This is coming back to something Yosef mentioned before. Yosef asked, what do you mean? That's fine for the Ikar Adin, Ner Yishu Beisav. What about Mahadrin? What about Mahadrin and Mahadrin? Can this Chakira be sustained within these days as well, within these drachim to fulfill the mitzvah? As we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos Chafal Chom Beis that Ikar Adin, Ner Echad L'Kol Bais. Mahadrin is every person lights in their or Ner L'Kol Echad B'Bais. And Mahadrin, you're mostly V'Holech. Now, it's very possible, Misvara, to say that the whole Chakira exists only within Ner Yishu Beisav. Whereas Mahadrin, let's say, is certainly a Chovas Gavra. Every person in there, otherwise, it's Bracha Vatala, like you said. How can I say a Bracha, and then my wife, and then my child, everybody's going to say a Bracha, it's a Bracha Vatala, we're ready to Yotze. Now, technically, in terms of your question, you can get out of it by saying that you didn't have Kavanas be Yotze. Right? Just because I can vote to you, if you don't have Kavanas be Yotze, that's fine. That's legitimate. Okay, so fine. Okay, so I guess so I can't discuss this. You know, can you have kavanas biyotze? Is it so posh? If it's a chovas bias, maybe it won't work. Fine. So one approach is to say that our chakira can be split. If we're talking about nerishu beisa, so then taka the pnei is right. Nerishu beisa, it's a chovas bias. If you're talking about hundred, then it's a chovas agavra. That's one way to and then the nafkaminas would you know follow that. Let's say you know can dayarim can. If roommates want to share a candle, so if they really want to kind of mitzvah of Ner Yishu Beisav, so maybe they could. If they want, excuse me, they can't because they're roommates, and since they're roommates, they don't really share one house, meaning halachically, opposite, right? They could, right? Maybe you have to just work with the nafkaminas, like for example, basically you'd say, you know, let's give one example. The first example, if you're homeless. So, if you're homeless and you want to do the mitzvah of Mahadrin Mahadrin, maybe you can be Yotze. But if you're homeless and you want to do the mitzvah of Ner Yishu Beisav, maybe you can't because you don't have a bias. That would be how the nafkamina would be played out. You know, you have to just work each nafkamina out individually. That would be one mahal. Say that, is Ner Chanukah and Chovas a bias? Is it Chovas a gavra? That's telling what type of mitzvah you want to do. If you want to do the mitzvah of Ner Yishu Beisav, it's a Chovas a bias. If you're homeless, you can't do it. If you want to do the mitzvah of Mahadrin Mahadrin, then you can do it because it's a Chovas a gavra, etc., etc. According to Arminag, let's say, that's also a good point, I'm just going to get to it. According to Arminag, what Chovas Mahadrin Mahadrin is that every person lights for themselves. With the Ramaz Minag. Tosos didn't have that Minag. Tosos claims that Mahadrin Mahadrin is the Baal Bais lit, so according to Tosos, you can't say this, 100%. And for the Rambam. Right, you can say the same as Mahadrin, right, exactly. I was going to save that you can say the same as Mahadrin. For the Rambam, it's a little unclear. The Rambam has the Mahadrin Mahadrin similar to Arminag, but the Baal Bais lights. All the Chanukiyot. I mean, namely, if you have 10 people in your home, so you have 10 Chanukiyot, but the Baal HaBayis lights them for everybody. So that's a little, it's unclear how to go with the Rambam.
That's actually the question I brought up. Interesting.
Okay, it's a good suggestion. You're saying maybe the Rambam Dafka wanted the Baal HaBayis to write, because otherwise, it's the Chovas HaBayis, you can't have other people light it. Okay? But the Ramah, Aramina, the Ramah is because we assume it's a Chovas HaGavra, and therefore it's not a problem with the Bracha. Okay? Perfect. It came as Rabbi Benarsh mentioned in terms of Mahadrin, so it can go both ways. I think the Pashas is the Mahadrin is also a Chovas Agavra because there's Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad. But again, it's not clear who's lighting this Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad. If the Baal Bais is lighting the Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad, so again, I think the Pashas is that it's still a Chovas Agavra, just the Baal Bais does it for you. You could make a claim that it's really a Chovas HaBais, but the Chiyuv of HaBais is that everybody in the Bais should be Pashas in the Nes, something like that. What would come out ironically is that if you learn like Tosfos, that Mahadrin Mahadrin means that only there's only one Chanukiah in the whole house, but you assume that Mahadrin is Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad, and that if you assume that Ner L'Chol Echad V'Echad means that everybody lights their own Ner, so what would emerge is that the Mahadrin Mahadrin is you're back to Chovas HaBayis, just like Ner Yishu Beisav. But Mahadrin, then every individual lights their own candle, and then Mahadrin is a Chovas HaGavra. That would be quite ironic. But that's what it seems to emerge. If Tosfos assumes that the Ner Echad V'Echad is really lit by every Yachid V'Yachid, not by the Baal HaBayis. Is that clear?
I mean, to say this, that it seems like there are two tracks, so it's clear from the Gemara that the better track is the one that got.
If we learn like our minhag, if we don't assume like our minhag, so then the better track might not be a chovas. That's what I'm trying to say right now. I'm trying to say that it's possible to argue that mahadrin is a chovas agavra because every individual lights one candle. Mahadrin like Tosfos, that the Baal HaBayis lights and is most of holy, but only the Baal HaBayis lights. So then mahadrin would be a chovas gavra, but mahadrin would be back to chovas bayis just like Neri Shubeso. So that would be ironic, but that would emerge according to this understanding. Then you wouldn't be able to say that what's better. You know, it's better. It sounds like the best is a chovas abayis, with most of a holich. But that's just a suggestion. I don't know if Tosfos really holds that mahadrin is done al yidei each and every anshei abayis. Maybe the Baal HaBayis lights them as well. Another question to me. That was two question of two tracks. Can you say there are two tracks in this mitzvah? Another possibility is that there are two dinim in the mitzvah, right? Not only within every track, there are two dinim, meaning within every, this whole mitzvah has two halachas in it. Not that there are two ways to do the mitzvah, mahadrin versus Neri Shubeso, but that the mitzvah of Neri Chanukah has within it both the concept of chovas gavra and a chovas hayachid. I think this emerges from something the Rav writes in Simon Kuf Ayin Vav, the name of the Rav in Simon Kuf Ayin Vav in the Hari Kedem. The Rav apparently was bothered by the din of Achsanai. He doesn't understand what's the point of a mishtatik. He says, if you're part of the Anshei Abayis, so then you don't need a mishtatik. And if you're not, what's the pruta going to do for you? He doesn't understand how it's going to help. So I mentioned earlier that it could be, I heard the name of the Rav, that maybe it helps in that you buy a portion in the home and you become part of the household. But apparently the Rav at this point wasn't thinking that way. And he doesn't understand what's the point of Achsanai. So the Rav said there are two dinim, that the Achsanai is chayv in the chovas agavra of Ner Chanukah. Right? He's not chayv in the chovas abayis because he doesn't have a bayis. And therefore the Rav makes a following chiddush. He claims that if Achsanai lit in a shul, right, we know there's a minhag light in a shul, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, but the Rishonim discuss it, and it's unclear exactly why we're not in a shul. There were some Rishonim who opposed the minhag, but the minhag of Chai is supposed to light in the shul with a bracha. And the question the Rav raised is whether or not an Achsanai who lit in the shul is then chayiv to go back to his host and light again, or to mishtatev again. And the Rav claimed that it's possible that the individual who was Achsanai, who lit in the shul, was already yotei as chovas agavra. And the only chiyuv that Achsanai has is a chovas agavra. And therefore Achsanai is potter from mishtatev pruta at his host's home because in the shul he was already yotei as chovas agavra of Chanukah. He doesn't have much to basis on, you know, in terms of Makoros, but the idea of saying that tzvei dinim, I think is very appealing, and he tries to put these things together, and what emerges is that Achsanai is really chayiv only in the Chovas Gavra of Ner Chanukah, not in the Chovas Abayis, because he doesn't have a Abayis, but yet since he's a Adam Yisrael, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on the Chovas Gavra level. Now, if you really... How does that explain what the point of the Mishatev Pruta? So I think he wanted to say that through the Mishatev Pruta, you somehow appoint the Baal HaBayis as your Shaliach to be Yotzei your Chovas Gavra. As opposed to what I was saying before, that the Pruta somehow buys part of the house, it's just more of a symbolic appointment of a Shaliach for the Chovas Gavra. Chovas Bayis aspect, you can never be Mekayim because you don't live in this home, it's not your home. So that's what I was wondering, how would this work out? If you really hold the Tzvei Dinim, so do you always have the second Din? Meaning, the Achsanai seems to have one without the other. You could claim, like I said before when I was discussing the Ran, that even the Din Achsanai doesn't necessarily prove that a person who's living on the street is going to be Chayiv, because at least Achsanai has some framework of a house, and he has a home where he generally lives in, and he's living in a home this evening. So he might not have the full-fledged Chovas Bayis, because it's not his home, but at least he has a home. Or he's living somewhere. He might not necessarily agree with the Arka Shulchan, but it's possible to push it that far. Yeah. Yes?
And if we're saying that in Asana, the reason why the Shetha is just a symbolic act,
yeah.
Why do you need a pruta? Like why?
It's not so clear if you really do need a pruta. Suppose we discuss this. You really need a pruta? Can he just give you a chelek? Does he? It wasn't entirely clear to me. I don't remember it. You can look back there. It's Simon Kuf. Kuf Ayin Vav.
Everyone has a Chovas Gavra. Why don't the Bnei Abayis also understand?
Well, I think he was saying that because they're part of the Bnei Abayis, so Mela, it's obvious that the Baal HaBayis is going to be motzi them. But this Achsanai, who's really an outsider, needs the symbolic act to appoint the Baal HaBayis as his shaliach. Usually it's Mela, and the Achsanai requires this extra act to the point. That's what he said.
Okay, but then there's not the Chovas Zayav. His explanation of the Shabbat Prud is not the Chovas Zayav, Chovas Gamma.
Why?
Then you're coincidentally saying two different parts. Number one, you're saying, why is it after 90 between Shabbat Prud? Because it's not obvious about Vice being Motzi.
But both of him did Chovas Gavra. He's assuming that
there is a Chovas
Gavra, and that's why he comes out of this Kiddush, that Aksanai, who's in Shul and lights in the Shul, doesn't have to tell the Baal Bais, doesn't have to give a fruit to the Baal Bais. So they are two separate words, but they integrate in this case. Yeah.
Aksanai has his own house, though, right? He's just not there. Right,
if somebody lived from their homes, then that's his Yotze. Right, that's interesting. What would emerge is that. What the Gemara says is that if somebody's lighting a home, so maybe the Achsanai doesn't have to light. But what emerges according to what Eli's saying is that the Achsanai has the Achiyav also to make sure that they light in his home because he has a home, he has a Achiyav that his Vaishma fires him. Unless you claim that because he's not sleeping in that home that night, so there's no Achiyav for him on that evening.
So anyone who has two houses can't possibly light in both houses. I can't sleep in both houses.
Right. So I guess you have to say if you're not using that home, so you're not chayav. So maybe let's retract that. Maybe that he truly has a home, but since he's not sleeping there, so he's not obligated to make sure his bayis is a fire. It could be if somebody in his house lights, so maybe he's yotzei, but he's not necessarily obligated to. And in chovas bayis, he doesn't have a chovas bayis at all, given his present circumstance.
Unless you just want to say it's a difference in town. You can chaz al pat chovas bayis if you're not in town.
Okay, it's another suggestion. Yeah. Okay. I can.